So when we start to practice meditation, whether it's the first time or we've been practicing for 40 years, we often find ourselves kind of going between these three modes, if you will. Sometimes we're in the spectrum of falling asleep, kind of the dullness. The part of the dullness can be just going into a very pleasant daydream. We're just kind of drifting along. We're not quite connected, but it feels good. Or sometimes we're falling asleep and we just, no matter what we could do, we can't be upright. We can't wake up. So that's one kind of mode we find ourselves in. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Okay. Another mode is almost the opposite, that we have too much energy and can't sit still. Physically, our bodies wants to shift and our minds going all over the place. You know, there's one thought after another. Sometimes the thoughts have a real strong gripping quality and they just seem to build upon each other. And no matter how much we try to quiet the mind, doesn't shut up, basically. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Yeah. And then the third thing that sometimes arises is actually a sense of peace, a sense of ease, a sense of quiet, a sense of stillness. Anybody notice that? And sometimes there's just a little bit. You know that more experienced people maybe have more access to that. And so we tend to go between these three modes. And if there's enough moments of that third kind where we feel that peace, that calmness, it really encourages us to feel like, okay, we're on the right path. If there's too many of the first two, we think we're a failure, there's something wrong with us, this just isn't working. That's a whole story that comes up. We become very frustrated with that. We'll never be able to meditate. But if we step back for a moment and just notice what's the underlying assumption that we're imposing upon the meditation. And really ourselves. The assumption is that that third way is the actual, the right meditation. That's the way I should be meditating. While the first two, there are some variations of failure and the thing's not working very well. So I'm pointing toward this kind of background assumption that we have putting on the moment. It's similar actually to the question around the airplane and how we put a label on the airplane and we load for like a, you know, an engineer and work at Boeing, we have this whole projection that comes up around that. Or if we're afraid of falling, or we're annoyed because it just, the flight paths went over our holes. There's all this projection. Or maybe we've always wanted to fly. We just love that sound. That's what we add to that moment. We do the same thing when we sit down to meditate. That we have this assumption of how the meditation should look. It should look quiet. It should look peaceful. If it's not that, I'm not a good meditator. There's something wrong with me or the meditation. This underlying assumption is what makes meditation difficult. Not the meditation itself, but the assumption of how it should look. And we constantly have this idea of how we should look, how we should be, both as meditators and in our life, how we should have our hair, how we should have our makeup, how we should dress, how we should present ourselves in these different arenas. We need more of this. Less of that. And we're chasing this sense of perfection, but we never get there. And this sets up a self-inflicted struggle and a self-inflicted difficulty that most people deal with. And you deal with it when you're very first time you learn to meditate. You deal with it when you've been meditating for decades. And we have this, it's a sneaky way that our minds assume how the moment should be. Life should be. So I'm going to give you the secret. Okay, the secret is to drop that assumption of how the moment should be. Drop that assumption of how you should be in this moment. Drop how meditation should feel, how it should look, and actually meet how it actually is. If you can learn to meet how it actually is, that paradoxically allows that quiet to naturally arise. Okay, so I just gave you the secret, but most of us will have to try it out the other way first. We'll have to try to like struggle and try to make, oh, I'm sleepy again or I'm too restless. And at some point we're going to exhaust all other possibilities and finally just let go and allow the moment to be how it is. And then we'll be shocked and surprised when that stillness that we've been chasing suddenly just arises naturally. This is actually really good news, because that means this underlying assumption is really the fundamental problem to address, to look at. If we can learn to address that, it doesn't matter if we're talking about meditating or being with our loved ones or being with a stranger or an employer or employee, being on the bus, being in COVID, being free of COVID, sitting together in a hot room with masks on, sitting at home in Zoom, your own home. It doesn't matter the conditions. So we're learning that basic relationship to experience. When we allow the moment to be just how it is, it's almost a joke. We finally get the joke that we've been telling ourselves, that we've been seeking something that's already is right there. We just had to shift our relationship to it. And then that third category, that peace, that ease, naturally arises without our effort, actually. It has to be outside our effort. Now, when I talk about this kind of relationship to experience, a very common objection comes up, this concern that it just seems like it's too passive. And what about making my way in the world? What about all the things I have to do? What about social injustice? What about all these things that have to be done? You know, we can take that to the microscopic level of, you know, getting our children through school or getting, you know, feeding our kids or feeding ourselves, to these much bigger issues that we're grappling with as a society and as human race. So it comes back to that we can, it's not really a paradox. It's actually action and meeting the present moment are not mutually exclusive. So let's take walking. Like every 20 of you walked into this building. As you walked, you had this intention of where you're going, this idea where you're going to go. But each footstep, you could have been completely present for. You could have felt that step and then the next step. So you still have this direction that you're going, but you're very present as you're going through that. Then more importantly, is usually when we go into action, we're actually reacting. We're coming out of reactivity. Because we don't see that underlying assumption or relationship to experience that's coloring that moment. It's making us fight against it, trying to be a different way. Then our actions naturally come out reactive. That reaction, of course, has its own echoes back into our life and throughout the world. There's a quote by, it's often attributed to Viktor Frankl, who is a neurologist and psychologist, and Holocaust survivor. If you look online, sometimes there's debate about whether he actually said that, but whoever said it, it's a great quote. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. So between stimulus and response, there is a space. So that's that space of this present moment. I'm just meeting this moment just how it is, free of our assumptions, free of our agenda, free of how we think it should be or should it be. If we're able to connect with that moment, that space, as this quote says, and that space is our power to choose our response. So in that connection to the present moment, then our response arises not from reactivity, but actually from, it's a response, it's from skill, from wisdom, from compassion. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom. So when we drop all expectations and assumptions of how this moment should be, how the meditation should be, how I should be in this moment, what happens? What are we doing? This is also kind of going deep on the first day, but hopefully that will kind of help frame the practice. Because I think sometimes we start to practice without realizing the assumptions we're building right into it. We wonder why it's so difficult, why we struggle so much. I'll give you the short way, if you like. So what's happened is we're shifting from the details, the focus, the forms, the situation of life. That's what we usually focus on. Instead, to our relationship to it, and particularly the capacity of knowing and awareness itself. Okay, so knowing and observation is not quite the right word. It's this much, it's not like a, again, like the sound is a nice example. Like you can hear a bird and you can say, okay, that's a, let's say, a pileated woodpecker, or that's a chickadee. You can have the label come up and all that loads around you. But it actually creates that separation of distance from that actual experience. If you've never heard that bird before, but if you never heard a bird at all, your relationship is completely different. You're with wonder, with curiosity, with intimacy to what's here right in this moment. This is really the delight that comes from learning to meditate. It's not about what happens on the cushion. It's about how it changes and transforms our relationship to the world and to ourselves within that. So shifting from the details of content, again, those we have to attend to those, of course. We know how to do that. It's sometimes better than others, different situations. But shifting to that very sense of awareness itself, that sense of knowing. So like if I took this bell and I placed it in a container of water, imagine how that wire would just completely embrace all sides, you know, inside, outside, without preference, without a sense of distinction, or just completely hold that voice, the whole sense of the bell. We completely just accommodate it. It doesn't have a preference or a bias, that contact with the water on the metal. Now imagine that water is actually conscious, is actually aware, it actually recognizes that it's touching something, but still has that capacity to completely conform to that shape. Completely allowed to be just how it is, without distortion, without bias, without assumption. And so I'm describing really the heart of meditation, the heart of the relationship we're trying to cultivate to ourselves, to our breath, to sound, to each other. And from that touch point of completely allowing something to be how it is in this moment, then we can see what's the right response. The response comes from our heart. This is the essence of meditation, is meeting all things equal. If that makes sense to you, I mean, when I first heard that, I was going through a very difficult time, a breakup of a committed relationship. And it's just like this hope that came forth. It's like, oh, this is a really painful experience. But this teacher is pointing towards something. The Dharma is pointing towards something. Meditation is pointing towards something that holds all experience, even the painful ones. And I had no idea what that looked like. I had no idea what that felt like. But it touched something. It was like this sense of possibility of, I want to experience that. I want to see what that's like, to not have that resistance toward the moment, that will allow the moment to be how it is. And the hope that that will ease that suffering, ease that contraction, that pain I was going through. So this is something that we'll explore in many different ways during this course. We'll explore sound and breath, body sensations, explore with emotions and thoughts, how we act in the world. We'll explore even this, the difficult aspects that arise in the meditation and in our life, how we meet those, as well as the joyous ones. And all of it's pointing back to releasing those assumptions, pointing back to releasing the very fundamental relationship to the moment's experience. And it may feel like it's a journey to get there, but it's actually right here, right now. All it takes is a shift of that relationship. So keep trying to notice that it's not out there, it's here. Even in this difficulty, even in this, whatever I might be struggling, it's right here. This is the journey that we're going to take together. And I appreciate being a chance to walk that with you. So thank you. So just sit quietly for a few moments, letting those words settle where they will.